Maverick Early Readers. The Magic Music Box by Katie Dale. Illustrated by Giovanna Medeiros. This is Gold Book Band. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Bella loved to dance. Everywhere she went, she twirled and leaped and skipped. She waltzed in the woods. She jived past the jewellers. She pirouetted in the park. She did salsa in the supermarket. But Bella's favourite dance of all was ballet. One day, a new ballet school opened in town. "Can I join, Mum?" she begged. "Please."
"I'm sorry, Bella," said her mum. "Ballet's too expensive. You'd need ballet shoes and a leotard and a tutu."
Bella saved up all her pocket money, and every week she did the cha-cha-cha to the charity shop. Finally, she found a second-hand leotard, tutu, and ballet slippers.
"They're my size," Bella cried happily, handing over her pocket money. "I've got everything I need, Mum," she cried, dancing through the doorway. "Now can I join ballet school? Pretty please?"
Bella's mum sighed.
"I'm really sorry, Bella, but we just can't afford the lessons."
Bella trudged back to the charity shop.
"I'd like to return my leotard, tutu and slippers, please," she sighed.
"I'm sorry," said the lady behind the counter. "We don't do refunds."
"That's okay," Bella shrugged.
"You can have them anyway. Sell them to someone who can afford ballet lessons. They make me too sad."
"I'm sorry," the lady said, shaking her head. "I can't take them back."
Bella looked up at her, confused.
"You might need them one day,"
the lady added, winking.
"Don't give up on your dreams."
She handed Bella a box.
"Take this too.
It might help." Bella opened the box. Inside, there was a tiny ballerina who twirled around as music played. But Bella didn't see how it could help.
"I don't have any money," Bella sighed.
"No need. It's a gift," the lady said, smiling. "Good luck, Bella."
"Thank you," Bella said.
She didn't remember telling the lady her name. Chapter 2. That night, Bella was just drifting off to sleep when the music box started playing. Bella opened her eyes. The box was glowing. She tiptoed over to the box and opened it slowly. Inside, the tiny ballerina twirled around happily. Then suddenly, she waved at Bella. Bella gasped, then blinked. She must be dreaming. She pinched her arm to wake herself up. "Ouch!" she yelped. She definitely wasn't asleep.
"Hello, Bella," the ballerina cried, leaping out of her box. "My name's Marie. Lovely to meet you."
Lovely to meet you too,"
Bella said, as Marie danced around her desk.
"I wish I could dance like you."
"Would you like me to teach you?" Marie offered.
"Yes, please," Bella cried. "That would be wonderful."
Bella and Marie danced and danced until Bella started to yawn.
"Bedtime," Marie said, hopping back into her box. "See you tomorrow night. Sweet dreams."
Bella smiled as she closed the lid.
"Sweet dreams, Marie."
Chapter 3. The next morning, when Bella woke up, she opened her music box eagerly. But the ballerina didn't wave or smile or talk. Bella sighed. Had it all just been a wonderful dream? But that night, as the moon rose high in the sky, the music box began to glow again.
It was time for Bella's second ballet lesson. Every evening from then on, Marie gave Bella ballet lessons, and with every lesson, Bella got better and better. Then one day, Bella saw a poster for a talent competition. "You should enter," Marie cried when Bella told her about it. "The prize money would pay for ballet lessons." Bella bit her lip. "Do you really think I'm good enough?"
"If you practice really hard, definitely," Marie said, beaming.
Bella practiced very hard. She practiced while she brushed her teeth, while she made her breakfast, on the way to school and back again. She practiced everywhere. Finally, the day of the talent contest arrived. Bella packed her ballet slippers, tutu, and leotard. At the last minute, she packed her music box too. She was very nervous.
"Relax," her mum smiled. "You love dancing more than anything. Just go out there and enjoy yourself."
Bella hugged her, then went to get changed. Backstage, everyone was a bag of nerves. The clown got the giggles, the jugglers got the jitters, the singers got the hiccups. Bella opened her music box and stared at Marie.
"I can't believe you talked me into this," Bella hissed. "I've never been so nervous."
Suddenly, someone tapped Bella on the shoulder, making her jump.
"You're up next," a guy said.
Chapter 4. The mayor announced Bella's name and she stepped tentatively onto the stage. The lights were very hot and very bright. Bella felt her palms grow sweaty.
She couldn't do this. What was she thinking?
Then she spotted her mum in the front row, smiling at her. Suddenly the audience didn't seem so scary. Then, as the music started, Bella forgot everything else. The music swept through Bella, carrying her away with it as she twirled and leaped and danced around the stage. She forgot all about the contest and the prize and the audience and danced just because she loved it so much. When the music stopped, the audience burst into applause. Bella beamed, bowed and hurried off stage to wait for the results.
"In third place," the mayor announced, "Colin the Clown."
Everybody clapped. Bella swallowed hard. This was more nerve-wracking than dancing.
"In second place, Marvin the Magician."
Everyone clapped again. Bella closed her eyes.
"Finally," the mayor paused, "in first place is..."
Bella crossed her fingers tightly.
"Sven the Sword Swallower."
Bella froze. She didn't win. She didn't get the prize money. She would never go to ballet school. Chapter 5.
"Bella," her mum called, running over to her afterwards. "Well done. You were wonderful."
"Thanks," Bella said sadly, "but I wasn't good enough."
"It's not all about winning, love," her mum said, hugging her. "There were so many different kinds of acts. It must have been difficult to judge. Did you have fun? That's the important thing."
"Yes," Bella said, smiling, as she remembered how the music had brought her to life, just like the music box did with Marie.
"It was the best moment of my life."
"I could tell,"
a lady nearby commented.
"You were the best dancer in the show by a mile."
"Thank you so much," Bella said, blushing. "Which ballet school do you go to?" the lady asked.
"Oh, I don't," Bella sighed.
"What?"
the lady gasped.
"Then, my dear, you must join my ballet school."
Bella blinked in surprise as the lady gave her a business card.
"It opened a few weeks ago, here in town. Please say you'll join."
"I'd love to," Bella sighed, "but ballet lessons are very expensive." I won't take no for an answer, the lady said. My dear, you were born to dance. I'd like to offer you a full scholarship.
Bella couldn't believe her ears. Really? I could go to ballet school for free?
The lady smiled. Is that a yes? Bella looked at her mum, who gave her a double thumbs up with a big smile.
Yes, Bella cried, leaping up and down.
Wonderful, the lady beamed. I'll see you on Monday evenings at 6.
Thank you, Bella cried as she walked away. Well done, Bella's mum cried, hugging her. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Bella beamed. She couldn't wait to tell Marie. As Bella headed backstage, she heard a familiar tune. She hurried inside to find a little boy dancing around in front of her music box. The boy froze when he saw Bella.
I'm so sorry I opened your music box, he said quickly.
But the music was so lovely and the little ballerina's so pretty, and I just wanted to dance like you. I dream of becoming a ballet dancer one day.
It's okay, Bella said, smiling. This is Marie. Thanks to her, I'm going to ballet school. I couldn't have done it without her.
Bella looked down at Marie and swore she saw the tiny ballerina smile a little wider. Suddenly, Bella had an idea.
Why don't you keep the music box? She offered.
The little boy's eyes widened.
Really?
Bella nodded and grinned.
Marie might just help your dreams come true, too.
The end.